奉主耶稣圣名敬道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give testimony.
感谢主耶稣恩典，让我有机会来温哥华教会学习布道。
I thank the grace of our Lord Jesus that I have the opportunity to come to Vancouver Church to learn from you and also to give sermons.
我们首先看罗马书十一章。
Let's first turn to the book of Romans chapter 11.
请看罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
两百二十二面。
Romans chapter 11 verse 33.
十二章三十三节。现在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的从己何其难神。三十四节。谁知道主的心，谁做过他的模式呢？三十五节。谁是先给他，使他后来偿还呢？三十六节。一个万有都是本于神，依靠他，本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
Amen. Verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. Verse 34. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Verse 35. Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? Verse 36. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
感谢主耶稣恩典之父，我们温哥华教会在加拿大西边这里高举主耶稣的圣名来荣耀主，来这里在这里传起福音，为主做见证。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus that we can come in Canada to glorify His name and to testify His word.
我们布道会一个观念呢，说是要向外布道。
And our purpose of evangelical service is to spread the gospel to our friends, to those people afar.
就是主耶稣说的撒种的工作，撒种。
And the purpose of evangelical service is like what our Lord Jesus has said, is to sow the seeds.
圣经记载着我们要先看顾自己的田园，当自己的田地。
The Bible says that we have to look after our vineyard.
然后才看邻家的这个田地。
And then we can look after our neighbor's vineyard.
所以我们自己的田地还要这个捕食的，这个却没有长成的地方还要补种，还要补种补种。
And if there is any lacking in our vineyard, we have to first tend to it.
对，那我们借这个布道会的时间机会，我们一起来查考神的话语，思念神的恩典，求神给我们装备，我们应该怎样来为主做见证，来为主传福音。
And we hope that through this evangelical service, we can come here to study His Word and also think about the grace of the Lord that He has given us. At the same time, also to know how to spread His Word.
布道会跟普通的礼拜聚会没有什么差别。
This evangelical service is not any different from those regular Sabbath service.
因为我们这里听众还是来宾都是受过这个看过听过这个基督教信仰。
And because all our audiences here has heard about the faith of our church.
说不定他们的新学知识还是圣经的常识比我们丰富的。
And perhaps some of you here are even more knowledgeable than us.
所以说讲的说讲的布道大概不是完全不知道神的这些 对这些人讲的，还是啊，他们有相当有基础的、有水准的这个啊，这个来宾听众来讲道。
And so the evangelical service is there are audience here among us that has very good foundations who come before the service.
我们刚才读这段圣经是万有的本于神，万有的依靠神，万有的归于神。
Just now we have read the verse Romans chapter 11 verse 36, and it tells us that for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. In other words, all things are from God.
一切的一切都是在神的手中。
And from God are all things. Everything are in the hand of God.
你看《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10,
36节,
verse 36.
179面，神借着耶稣基督，他是万有之主，啊，主耶稣是万有之主。
And it is through the Lord Jesus, the Lord of all.
万有不但是我们这个地球。
And it is he's not only referring to this earth.
所有的宇宙、星座啊，天地都在内。
And it includes all the universe. Everything is in it.
因为神啊，起初创造天地万物。
Because God has created the heaven and earth.
啊，这些啊都是万有。
And all this, He is the Lord of all.
神主耶稣就是万有之主。
And our Lord Jesus, He is the Lord of all.
我们在这里敬拜的主神啊，是万有之神。
And our Lord Jesus, our God that we worship, is the Lord of everything.
啊，不但是这个加拿大国家的神，而是啊，不是不但是温哥华教会的人，所有的在各地方敬拜神啊的人的主。
It's not only the people here in Canada, but also the people throughout the whole world. God is the God of all people.
我们科学长进的这个现代世界。
And we're living in an age of scientific advancement.
人人呢都讲究先后水准的提高。
And our living standard has been elevated.
就讲究啊，这个我们的价值，所有的价值，你们有价值没有价值
？And we talking about the values.
啊，你这个衣服比我啊有价值，很贵。
And sometimes we compare values, material values that your clothing is more expensive than mine.
啊，你住家你啊。房子比我高贵。
And we compare houses. Your house is of more value than my house.
我们所有交易买东西都是啊讲些这个啊贵不贵啊，这便宜都便宜不便宜。
And every day we're talking about prices. What is more expensive? What is less expensive?
人的生活上很多很多的啊需要。
And in our life, in our everyday living, we have a lot of needs.
这个叫做资源呢、啊，就是钱哦，啊，物质哦，哈、啊，这个力量了、啊、哈。
And all these are our there's a need for all these material resources.
钱财了、啊，跟这资源。
All these resources require money to be bought.
最大家使用的都是钱财啊。
And a lot of us that we use most often is wealth, money,
丰富的啊财钱财。
And so there are many people who pursue for money, for wealth.
啊，钱财为什么用
？And what's the point? What is the purpose of accumulating wealth?
为着自己的生活了。
And the purpose of accumulating, making money is for our livelihood.
看到加拿大的移民那些。东方的这个资本家啊，企业家。
And we see there are many people here who are businessmen or entrepreneur.
他们的财产、资产是这个加拿大币也是几亿几亿。
And some of the people who has millions and millions of money.
他们享受的就是第一科技的很高的这个比如说餐馆啊这个 hotel 啊。
And for those people who are very wealthy,
在大陆啊有五星级的这个酒家，还有这个什么的几星级的这个有这个分别啊。
For those people who are very wealthy, they lavish their money in the big house they live in, and when they travel, they will probably stay up in the five-star hotel. And this is the kind of material wealth that most people are living in right now. The more expensive the things they have, probably that give them a better reputation or status.
拉斯维加斯那边这个卡西诺的都市啊，哦，我都很多很多的这个豪华酒家。
We often see an advertisement for people going to Las Vegas. There are many expensive hotels.
那现在已经有三千单位的这个 hotel。
There are over 3,000 hotels in just Las Vegas itself.
那每一个都是豪华的呀。
And every single hotel in Las Vegas is very, very luxurious.
有客厅，有几个寝室，还有应有都有的啊，这个设备啊是第一流的。
And all the suite is considered as first class.
像这种。 设备，你看呐，一个人如果把这个房间一个房间住一晚，就一个房间住一晚，你看你要住几年才能住完呢？
If a person can live in such a luxurious hotel just for a night,
有的很多拥有很多的财产。
Can you imagine how much wealth they have?
你看他。 怎么用啊？ And, 用途何在？你用在什么地方？
And this is how we see the world spending their money. And this is where they spend their money.
比如说我在加拿大住那个老人公寓，还有生活费，我一个月不会超出不要1000块啊，几百块就够了。
And for myself, in Canada, I live in a senior citizen home. And each month, I don't spend over $1,000 myself.
大家都是几亿几亿的这个加倍美照。
But however, there are many people today, they spend their monthly expenditure is over millions and millions of dollars.
我替他算一算，他们那钱用到什么都要，他可以活到这个一千代，一千代的祖孙以后。
I often wonder, how do they spend their money, so much money? And I think the money that they spend in a month is could pass down to many thousands of generations.
但是他这个可以活到多久？
And how long can this person live with so much wealth that he has?
心情就在说，我这个明天的事情谁都不敢保证。
And the Bible tell us that nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
因为他们的性命没有保证。
Because tomorrow is not in our hands.
尤其现在那么混乱的。 不安的社会，就是我们在活在危险当中。
Even our lives is not our hand as we are living in quite a dangerous society today.
那我们人活在世上做什么？
So then what exactly is the purpose of us living on earth?
我要上班了，我要读书啊，我要做家事啊。
So we go to school, we go to work, and we come back home and do the housework.
嘿，我给他统计一下，他的工作怎么了？ 吃东西。
And what's the purpose of working? Perhaps is to make a living, to feed.
三顿的饭要花了好几。
To feed ourselves.
好几个小时。
3 meals a day.
还要去跟人家应酬啊，还要 这个讲做或者咖啡太闷了，还要这个吃个点心。
And after working, maybe we need to go out with our clients and besides three meals a day, maybe we'll have snacks or supper.
哎，叫你这个二十四小时八小时要睡觉。
And then after, besides working and eating, we still have to sleep.
那工作是这里也是八小时吧，等到八小时你要做的就是 overtime 啊，加班啊，double pay。
And for those people who work here, for approximately 8 hours, whatever they do over 8 hours is overtime, and they probably get double pay.
在多伦多那个沙布耶的个书记，我有朋友啊，他跟我说啊，那些人啊，就是请假那个领班呢，叫他这个要这个。加班了，要给他三倍的这个 pay 给他。
I have friends in Toronto, and he said that a lot of his colleagues want to have lots of vacations. However, for him, he was offered three times the pay to work.
他其实啊，应付做一做，这个不错哦。我这个月转了好几千块。
And in the beginning, he thought this is a good idea to work overtime and get three times the pay. And for working over a period of time, he makes thousands of dollars.
他后来发现了，我这么这个贪心，人家不要的钱我来不加班呢，我来再加班了，所以他就拒绝了，我不指望加班了。
And later on, he realized that he is too greedy because people are all taking vacations and don't want to work overtime. And he was the only one who worked overtime. And so then he decided not to work overtime anymore.
我够用就好了。
And whatever I have is enough for myself.
睡觉除了以外还有什么东西？
So what else do you do other than working and eating?
人生就吃喝起来，吃饭。睡觉起来工作
and so this is our life we eat we sleep and then we wake up we go to work
温哥华到这个哈利法克斯有多少6000公里啊6000迈的这个太平洋铁路火车啊
去哪里
这里有叫这个皇冠火车啊加拿大的这个西到东的火车啊、
uh-huh.
太平洋火车。
For us to take a train from east side to west side, it was about 6,000 miles.
哎呀，火车是铁的轮啊，铁的轮跟那个铁轨啊，连这样走。
And the
铁轮跟铁轨之间。
And the train travels on the metal wheels.
哎，我们住在这个附近那个波那比那边的火车。
And if you look at the trains, you can see the it travels on metal wheels.
好，听惯了没有关系啊。听，我觉得有点吵了。那个听那个火车啊，叫捆起来。
If you are used to the sound of the train, then you don't mind it. But then for those people who are not used to it, it's quite noisy.
我们台湾的家困起来，吃睡起来。
And it's making a sound like a Taiwanese words that goes eat, sleep, and get up.
这样5000迈的家困起来，家困起来，家困起来。
And this is Taiwanese language meaning eat, sleep, and wake up. Eat, sleep, and wake up. Eat, sleep, and wake up.
我们就在上面光，在上面的光啊，光那个这个Manitoba, 看那个lake, 看那个落基山，看光。
So you take the train and you go and have a vacation. You look at the Rockies. You travel across Canada. You look at the lake and the mountain.
到了你要该下的这个车站啊 station, 你要下车吧。
Then when you get to your destination, of course you have to get out the train.
你等到坐到这个 Halifax 就。通通要清车子，你要下来。
Perhaps you don't want to get off the train, but when you reach to the end, the terminal in Halifax, everybody have to get off the train.
人生是这样啊, 有的人是, 啊, 中途就下车, 有的人是走到最后, 也是你这么好, 啊, 这个车上啊, 有这个, 食堂啊, 还可以, 可以这个喝酒啊, 还可以, 啊, 玩乐啊, 但是你到的时候, 你要下车啊,
and this is our life. Maybe we can enjoy ourselves on the train, we can eat, we can drink, we can enjoy the beautiful scenery, but ultimately we all have to come to the end of the journey and all of us have to get out from the train.
你这个世界到了, 啊,
and when your time is up, it's time for you to get out.
就是先给我们定我们的, 啊, 这个奖金, 在我们的, 啊, 这个, 年岁, 啊,
and so this is the life journey that God has set for us. All of us has our certain lifespan on this earth that we have to go through.
马太十六章，马太十六章呢，就在你转个全世界啊，几个地球都给你啊，像刚才说几亿万年那个这个富翁啊，有什么用啊？没有性命啊。
In the book of Matthew, it tells us that what's the point of earning the whole world, but you lose your soul.
空空的啦，它都是那里记载虚空的虚空啊。
And we know that everything comes into vanity, as in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, "Vanity of all vanity."
啊，所以我们在这里要思想一个重大的问题，就是人性的问题。
So tonight, we all have to ponder upon this very important question, which is, what is life?
我们要思想，就要。 要有这个智慧,
and when we ponder upon what is life, we need to have wisdom.
我们学过的、经验过的，还可以想，我们可以讲什么话，可以想什么事情，就是我们过去已经有经验过的。
And whatever we think, we think from our experience.
我过去有经验，我才能在这里说几句话。
Because of our experience in the past, then we can be here today.
那我没有经验的，就是奥秘的事情了。And
for those that we cannot relate without experience, then that is mystery.
想神的事情，我都没有经验嘛，没有看到神，没有明白神的旨意。
For example, things that regarding with God, we have never seen God, we never have experience with God.
刚才说读的圣经啊，现在神的丰富知识是没办法判断的，没有办法给他猜的，难测。
As the Bible says that God is mysterious, He is difficult, is beyond man to fathom who He is.
比如神的作为，神的意思，神的意定，神的啊这个。 对我们，我们什么旨意，我们不明白。
And the will of God is beyond us to fathom or to understand.
而且每样事情都在神手中，主你应许的话，我还有明天呢，到那里做事情，做什么事，讲什么话。
But if God is willing, then we can do this or do that.
因为这个奥秘的事情就是神藏起来，我们不能明白。
Because God is mysterious, and anything that is mysterious is hidden within God, and man cannot understand.
来看《新民记》29章29节。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
新民记29章29节。
29:29.
254面。
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 29.
29节，隐秘的事是耶和华我们神的，有明显的事是永远是我们和我们的子孙的，可好叫我们遵行律法上的一切的话。隐秘的事情，就是现在就到。
Here it says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
很多人在猜这个Y2K到了啊，这个电脑读怎么那怎么那，会有什么世界怎么乱啊？要准备水啊，准备粮食啊，准备啊。 这个什么东西啊，再用临到了。
And before the year 2000, there were a lot of people who were frantic over the Y2K bugs. And also, they were afraid that there would be disasters. So they prepared themselves with a lot of rations for the coming Y2K. 哎，
过了过年了，没有事啊，啊，猜不到，好像买奖券还要买股票一样的，猜不到。
However, Y2K is over. And we passed the night of 2000 and everything is fine and nothing has happened.
哎，所以神的事情我们是其实无知的。
So a lot of things that are mysterious belong to the Lord. And we do not know.
很有智慧的哲学家啊，他很良心的说，人家说我有智慧，我的无知就是我的智慧，无知的知，我没有智慧就是我的智慧，我知道我不知道我。孔子也这么说，我不知道，这是我的最大的智慧。
And there was a very wise philosopher. He once says that people, when praise him to be wise, he said that no, rather my foolishness is my wisdom.
啊，所以我们要追求这个我们不知道的事情。
And therefore, today we have to pursue for things that we do not know.
就是智慧的心呐。
And that is heart of wisdom.
哎，大家知道这个摩西啊，活了120岁。
Moses he lived until the age of 120.
啊，他年轻的时候在埃及啊，啊，这个学到很多很多的学问啊。
When Moses was young, he learned a lot of things in Egypt.
哎，应该是一个很聪明。大家很羡慕的这个知识分子啊，什么都懂。
And he is very knowledgeable and very wise. He knows a lot of things.
但是他自己怎么说怎么向神求的
？But how did he pray to God?
看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇九十篇十二节。
Psalms 90 verse 12。
726面，诗篇九十篇十二节。
Psalm 90 verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
哎，那么伟大的那个摩西啊，向神求啊，神啊，你让我知道我几岁，知道我的日子。
And for a person so great like Moses, he asked God to teach him to number his day.
Hey, 那个三岁的孩子问他 ，How old are you? 他就会三岁四岁。
A little child, when you ask him how old are you, then the little child will respond, 3 years old, 4 years old.
摩西答不出他几岁，不是这样的。
How about Moses?
他要猜测神的旨意。
He's not here to ask God how old he is, but rather he wants to ask God to teach him to number his days.
万有本于他，从他出来。
Because he knows that all things are from him.
我不知道神的意思。
I do not know the will of God.
我要活到几岁？摩西当然不知道了。
And Moses himself, he doesn't know how long his life will be on earth.
这不知道，不是他活到几岁，他是很谦卑的活在你面前，在神面前几岁。
He doesn't know how long he's going to live on earth, but before God, he humbly asked God to teach him to number his lifespan on earth.
总不是他自己摩西几岁不知道，不会这样的。
It doesn't mean that Moses, he doesn't know how long he's going to live.
人的价值在神面前几岁啊。
But rather, it's the value of his life before God.
啊，我很这个出愧，不好意思啊，人家请我长老，我是有老没有长啊。
And sometimes I find it very embarrassing when people call me elder.
哎，肉体的心年岁是有啊，那我心面前那是、啊、
I'm quite elderly, 矮矮、much older before you.
我看那么前进，啊，对这个大能勇士啊，到这里很多人来啊，大家都是长老，他那些长啊， 长老，那老大概有的是60多岁，有的是40多岁的长老，台湾来的啊，他是有长，哎，我是有老没有长。
And I see a lot of people here who are also elders before me, who are much younger.
我不懂嘛，什么都不懂嘛。
And they are much younger than me. Elders who are much younger than me. I do not know a lot.
这些求智慧的心要去谦卑。
And so today, we all have to ask God for a humble heart, that will give us a heart of wisdom.
智慧是属灵的这个啊，这个神给我们的这个能力了解智慧。
Wisdom is a gift that God will give us through the Spirit.
我在这想起一件那个难忘的事。但是山地人比较这个看起来很老。
There was an elderly man who was about my age, and he looks much older than me.
我称呼他什么伯伯、林伯伯、张伯伯。
So I will call him Grandpa who and who.
哎，张伯伯您几岁啊
？So I ask this Grandpa how old are you？
那个原住民山地人呢，他跟原来就是数学不太好啊，不能算。
And because his math is not very good, so he couldn't count exactly how old he is.
一直这个指头啊，压了半天了、答不出来。
And he kept looking at his finger, but yet he still couldn't tell his own age.
哎，后来他好像这个灵机一感一样，给我拉，哎，黄居士，来，哎，给我带到这个外面去啊。
他谁带
我？他带我啊！他拉我，
然后
到了外面去了。
Then he took me by my hand outside the church.
啊，原来他的院子里啊有一棵松树。
Because there was a willow tree in the garden.
啊，他说，我、这个，我生出来的时候，爸爸给我种的事了，我跟他的童年了。
And he said to me that this willow tree was planted the moment I was born, so I am the same age as this willow tree.
啊，他不知道自己几岁，但是问这个知道这棵树啊，他跟我童年呢。我生出来，爸爸给我种的，做纪念。
And this grandpa he doesn't know, this old man he doesn't know how old he is, but. He asked me to look at this tree because this tree is the same age as him.
哎，我想，这个就是谦卑啊，就是求智慧的心呐、
I think this is a very humble heart. He certainly has a heart of wisdom.
哎，所以我明白，主要是带那个孩小孩在大家当中，你看，进天国的人就是要想这种这个孩子啊、回到啊、这个婴孩子。才能进天国。
And he is very simple at heart. And our Lord Jesus says that only those who are simple at heart, like a little child, can enter the heavenly kingdom.
求智慧的心要谦卑了。
When you pray for a heart of wisdom, you must be humble.
知不知的不知。
If you know, you say you know, and let your yes be yes and no be no.
那么我们知道什么？
What else can you boast of?
这个实在不懂什么是这样。
Truly, we do not know a lot.
今天有慕道者到我们这里来。
Today, if we have a true seeker that comes here, and we have true seeker who are here,
我们应该给他道谢，给他欢迎。
And we should all go to them, and welcome them.
他们到我们这个会堂来。
Because they have made an effort to come to this church.
感谢主，他认定我们有个真教会。
And we thank God that they will come to this true church.
尽管他什么抱什么啊、这个啊、善意来跟我们参加，听我们的布道会。
And they come here with a very good intention.
我就很欢迎，很感谢他们呐、那个我们招待的弟兄啊，给他。一本沙美斯啊，一本那个圣经给他。
And also, we must give our friends a Bible and a hymnal. To make them feel welcome.
我们很感谢他。
We also are very thankful that they can come.
他向来是没有看过赞美 圣经，还是这个有看过圣经，他带这本圣经来坐在我们这个啊这个硬邦邦的这个凳子里啊，其实对我们很大的这个认同，很大的啊这个给我们一个给想给我们一个对我们好意思爱心。
And the very fact that they can come here to our church and pick up the Bible for the first time and sit on this very hard pew, this is very encouraging to all of us here.
哎，尽管他们是才子，他们是这个博士什么的啊，但是他们啊，向来没有得到啊重视这个神给我们的最宝贵的啊东西。
And no matter who they are and what their background is, they come here to respect what God has given us, which is the most precious.
那就是这本圣经了。
And which is this Bible? This is the most precious.
你到圣经四方去这个多少加倍买多少20块，要不要20块？这个买到的。
In Vancouver, we can buy this Bible for as low as $20.
哎，圣经不是20块的价值啊。
However, the value of the Bible ways surpass the cost of $20, the price of $20.
你信心记载啊，这个诗篇那里记载就是胜过千万金呢。
As we read, if we come across this verse in the book of Psalms, tells us that the words of the Bible is like gold, so the value is as much as gold.
神的话语啊。
The words of God,
神的智慧啊,
the wisdom of God, are all in this Bible.
不能测到的胜在神的奥秘都是在这个里头啊。
And all things that are unsearchable are all hidden within this Bible.
我们不懂的事情他给我们解答,
And all the things that we do not know, this Bible will give us solutions.
你看我们刚才读的圣经宝贵不搞宝贵。
So don't you think that this Bible is indeed very, very precious?
万一有，不但人呢，什么都是不离心了，从心而来。
Well, all things, everything are from Him, from God Himself.
有一次我们在我在台北的时候，有一个小弟兄啊，用那个驾照车啊，那个后面那个箱子啊，带了一大堆的圣经来教会。
In Taipei, there was a brother Xiao. He came to church with a load of many, many Bibles.
哎，我是教会的总务，啊，所以就交给我。
At that time, I was a brother in charge of the general affair. So I was in charge of those Bibles that he has brought to the church.
黄居士请那个请青年帮忙整理一下，那个排在这个叫接待客人用。
So I got some youth to help me to take out the Bibles and put on the shelf for those friends to use when they come to the church.
哇，你到哪里买那么多的圣经来？
Then people ask, where did you buy so many Bibles?
那圣经书房有买这种旧圣经吗？
And people ask, does those store sell such second-hand Bibles?
不是啊，这个是我邻居啊，一个古物商啊，古物商啊，买古物的，买这个古物商。
And then this brother replied, No. It is from my neighbors that I got off this Bible.
台湾的古物商买什么了？不是这里这个买那个什么了？佛学会馆的，不是这样的。他那是买那个拍档古虾啦啊。金属啦、爆竹啦、杂志啦，
古董，
不是古董，不用的东西了，废物店的，废物的。
He bought it from the second hand. He got it second hand from this neighbors, and he didn't buy those Bibles from the Bible bookstores.
说那个古商里头堆了很多的圣经，他就跟他聊天。说、so, 老板，你那个圣经，你要卖吗？要卖吗？
When this brother went over to the neighbor's house and he saw there's so many secondhand used Bible, he asked him whether he wants to sell them to him.
他跟我说，我这个换这里换了半年以上，人家都不问了，不来出价。
The neighbors said, I have all this Bible for over half a year and nobody want them.
那台湾话叫有货无人买，有货啊，有货品没有人买。
That's a Taiwanese saying that there's stock, but nobody, there was no demand for the stock.
啊，有货就是台湾的话，有货啦。你几岁的？岁就有啊，人家都不要 ，no， 哎，没有用是啊。你那个无货真多，都无人买啊。
Because there was no need, that's why nobody buy them.
哎，啊，他说哦，肖先生你怎么了？你要这个、啊？我给你呀、啊，不要。
So then neighbor said,
"不要钱呐、啊、
，Mr. Xiao, you want all these second-hand Bibles?、哎、you can have all of them."
啊，这不好意思的，你做生意我应该给你买。
And then he said, you can have them all for free. But then this brother Xiao said, "No, I should buy them from you."
一本要多少钱哦
？And then he asked him, "So how much are you going to sell the Bible?"
哪里这个？我们这里买东西，买这个铺子，这个杂志、报纸啊，这是算斤的啦，一斤多少钱呐？算斤的，不是算本的啦。
And he said that over here we don't sell our Bible, our books by each copy. We sell it by weight.
结果就是，那随便啊，那当时这个十块钱呢，多少钱？意思，就统统给小弟兄拿到教会了。
And then he says, "Well, you can have all the stack of Bibles for only $10." So then this brother Xiao, I think it's $10 NT.And he got all the money, all the Bible to the church.
信经是不是用斤啊，用磅多少斤量啊？不是买斤的。
So the Bible shouldn't be by weight. How heavy it is, it cannot be sold by weight.
那一句信经的话，现在画的。不止千万金哦，不止金金呐、啊。
But as we know that this words of God is priceless, is worth more than gold.
一句话就救人，一句话给你用不完的幸福。
For each word of the Bible has unlimited use in our life.
哎，所以啊，我们要来这个追求。
And therefore, we all must have this heart to pursue for His word.
看这圣经里头写什么
？And to search and read this Bible and see exactly what the Bible is going to tell us.
所以还没信耶稣的，拿到圣经实在有福气了。
And for those people who has yet believe in the Lord Jesus, this is your blessing. The moment you have a Bible in your hand.
台湾台中有一个郭弟兄啊，姓郭的，我们称呼他弟兄了、啊，不过我就称呼他先生啊郭弟兄，郭先生。
In Taichung, there was a brother Guo.
Guo 老师。
Teacher Guo.
他没有做过老师啊。
He has never been a teacher.
他这个日本投降的时候在上海。
And when he was young, he was in 上海。
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 哎，他回来台湾。
And then he came to Taiwan.
那边他交往了很多这个上海这个上流的人士。
And when he was in Shanghai, he met a lot of people of quite important role in Shanghai.
有位敬虔的基督徒的朋友送要他要回台湾了，送他一本圣经。
And before he went to Taiwan, he was given a Bible.
那是金篇的，很精。精致的圣经啊，很有价值的。金七金的五六多。
It has a gold edges。
他说：“郭先生，这本圣经送你啊，你回去的时候有机会读读看，来信耶稣好不好？”
And this man who gave him the Bible says that this is a very very precious Bible. Why don't you take it and read it?
谢谢。
And he of course thanked him.
他拿回到台湾来。
So he brought this Bible and went back to Taiwan.
他带回很多书啊，因为他很熟，他会讲八种的话语。
He is a very knowledgeable man. He could speak eight different languages.
啊, 什么天文字理还可以做医师, 给人家做中医开这个药方。
And he's also very skilled in Chinese practice, and he could even prescribe Chinese medicine.
很有智慧的人。
He's a very, very smart person.
有一次因为很忙了，很多的书没有看了，有一次把这个旧书，天气好的时候，太阳晒的时候，拿出来给它刷一刷，整理一下。And
once
因为台湾太湿了，会烂掉，有腥霉了，腐烂。
And normally he was very busy, doesn't have time to do much. But once he was very, he was free, so he started to clear the shelf and take out all those books and start to dust them.
啊，才发现了几年前向来朋友送他一本圣经，还没打开啊，那个包装纸还没有撒开。
And then he realized there was this Bible that he took away. It was a Bible given by this man from Shanghai.
哎，他
he didn't even open the Bible.
他在回去呢，给他打开看看。
And so he dust away the dust on the Bible and opened the Bible for the first time and read the Bible.
第一页。
And he turned to chapter 1.
第创世纪一章第一节。
And he turned to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning God created heaven and the earth.
他看这几个字好像那个树的电器感电一样的。
And the moment when he read the first verse, in the beginning when God created the heaven and earth, he was like electrocuted.
我读那么多的书，懂那么多的这个知识。
I have read so many books and know so many things.
我没有想到这个天地从哪里来。
But I have never thought of where this heaven and earth comes from.
从那里开始，他才猜的信也是。
And it was at that point that for first time he come to believe in God.
他信耶稣很讲究哦，不是随便就信的。
And he's quite serious with his search for God.
在这个教会就听听看，那个教会就查考看。
And he will go from one church to another to search.
要找一个。 进的，找一个最好、最标准的。
And he wants to find a church that has the best standard.
叫他的家属先去进一次教会，就信。他的太太啦，孩子先信。
His children were the one who first believed.
他还在考虑啊。
And then he was the last person to believe, and he was still thinking.
哎呀，这个介绍很多的朋友。
He introduced a lot of our friends to the church.
那个谢宗光长老就是他介绍的，到今天是教会听到的。
And that include Elder 谢宗光 who was introduced by him to come to True Jesus Church to seek for the truth.
来信那次的也是很小心，不是随便信的哦。
And even Elder Xie himself, when he first came to this church, he was also very careful when he searched the truth.
谢长老确定我要这个受洗。
And then when the moment Elder Xie decided that he wants to be baptized,
他这个问东问西，先受洗要做什么？
This brother Xiao, he asked him, "What do you want? Why do you want to get baptized?" And a lot of questions being posed to him.
And
Elder Xiao answered that it's for the remission of sin and to receive eternal life.
因为这个谢长老以前呢是到别的教会，到庆信会，到什么教会的就打听过，去参加过。
And this Elder Xie, he has been to many other churches before.
他认为这个教会道理才对。
And then finally, after many search, he realized that in True Jesus Church, the truth is preached according to the Bible.
他这个对体他的教育有感情了、啊，感情啊，他我就跟他参加他们的聚会啊，就做朋友吧。
Because he has many friends in many other churches that he has been to before.
那个我确定啊，今年是教会受洗啊，要给这个牧师啊，这个。讲一声啊，才是礼貌啊。
And he felt bad when he wanted to be baptized in the True Jewish Church. He wanted at least tell the pastor of other churches that he's going to be baptized here.
他这个去看那个浸信会的牧师。
So he went to those pastor of other churches.
问那个浸信会洗礼怎么样洗礼。
And he asked the preacher there in the Baptist church how the baptism is being performed.
那洗礼要做什么
？And what's the purpose of baptism？
都洗礼只要这个承认耶稣是我的主哈啊，跟弟兄姐妹宣布我今天开始都浸信会的信徒。
In the Baptist church, the baptism is a declaration to the whole congregation that now they are the children of God and the believer of the Lord Jesus.
参加我们的教会，参加我们教会做教会的会员了。
他
浸信会的牧师跟他讲啊，
说
你受洗礼啊，就是虽然你是有大水洗，但是啊，是意思啊，就是来参加。这个教会的这个一个会员就是了，我们是会友啊。
And the Baptist pastor said to him that this is a formality for you to become the member of our church.
哎，说今天就是我说受洗会这个谢罪。
Then he said that True Jewish Church believes that baptism has the power to remove sin.
牧师说不是，信就是谢罪啊，这个受洗是一个进教会的一个祭仪式的仪式的典礼、啊。
However, the Baptist pastor says, no, baptism doesn't do that, doesn't wash away the sin. It is just a formality for you to enter into the church.
啊，所以啊。他就说不说好对不起，我要到敬业寺教会洗礼，我会敬业寺教会有这个赦罪啊，还有得永生啊，还有圣灵。
And after when he studied the Bible, then he decided that he wants to be baptized in the True Jewish Church. This way, then he can receive eternal life.
啊，所以啊，这位
and the Holy Spirit
谢长老。啊，就是跟他的朋友这个郭先生啊，郭老师啊，啊，这个跟他讲，我要进去进耶稣教会。
So then this elder Xie and told his friend this Mr. Guo that he wants to go to to True Jewish Church with him.
所以呢，郭老师后来才来进耶稣教会。在信真耶稣教会。
So it was after all these people that had first believed, then this Mr. Guo came finally himself to the True Jewish Church.
就是这个圣经的智慧啊。
And it was,
创世书一章第一节。
And it all started because of this Bible, the first chapter, the first verse that has moved him.
圣灵感动他。
It was the Holy Spirit that has moved him.
啊，发现了，认识神。
That he has realized there is a God.
所以我们信耶稣要什么？要开始你要认识神。
So for us, in the beginning, first we must know there is God and know God.
这是聪明，这是智慧。
And to seek to know God is the beginning of wisdom.
我不敢说没有认识神的人，通通就是 stupid， 我不敢这么讲啊啊！不过比我还聪明就是。
For those people who do not know God are stupid， but I'm sure all these people are much smarter than I。
啊，所以我们认识神是比什么更要紧啊
？Therefore, to know God is more important than anything else in this world。
比转成更要紧啊，比那个博士学位更要紧啊。
And to know God is more important than making money and more important than getting a PhD。
看何西亚斯。
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
何西亚斯。
Hosea.
先看
Hosea,
何西亚斯第六章1061面。
Hosea chapter 6.
第三节。
verse 3.
6章第3节.
After the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 3.
何西阿书6章第3节. 我们无要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现出如星光，他必临到我们，相干与相助论的天地的春雨。这个是降下圣灵的一表。
So let us know and let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
认识这位神。
We must seek to know God.
但是我们都是本于他，我们是从他出来的。And
to know that we are from Him.
我们没有忘记了，没有想到我是从哪里来。Have
we asked where we come from?
不知道我从哪里来。We
not only do not know where we come from.
我在这里，我听过这个，有一个很伤心的妈妈跟我说。
I once heard a very sad mother who came to me and confided in me and said,
她把孩子小小的给她洗礼。
She has her children baptized when they were young.
长大了不来教会聚会。
And when they got older, they refused to come to church to worship God.
她说明天下我小小的给你洗，生出来就给你洗礼，我有责任带领这个教会。 你要信耶稣，才会违背耶稣。
She said to the children that I brought you to be baptized when you're infant, and you must come to church.
妈妈。
However, the child replied.
我没有叫你给我洗礼啊。
He said, Mom, you didn't tell me to. I didn't tell you to baptize me when I was a baby.
你要生出来几个，我怎么跟你讲，可不可以洗礼？
How can I tell you whether I want to be baptized when I was a little child, when I was a baby?
跟他怎么变的？And
this was how he
我这里听到这个白人的孩子，这个跟父母啊吵。And
this is how he talked back to his parent.
你为什么凶我啊？And
sometimes I heard children will say this to their parents.
他就嫉妒了，就坏事了，就骂他。Why
do you give birth to me? Why do you have me?
我没有叫你凶我，怎么给我凶？
And sometimes the child can be rebellious to the extent that they will talk back to the parents.
你信我出来，我才能活出毒吧，假毒吧。
It's because you have given birth to me, and that is why I'm living right now, and I take drugs.
跟那个跟妈妈抗议说，我没叫你给我洗礼，怎么叫我洗礼？
And I didn't ask you to give birth to me and then have me baptized when I was a little child.
实在人生不古啊，实在很了然啊，实在很悲伤。
So this is very sorrowful and it's very difficult for the parents.
不认识神。
Because the children, they do not know God.
我们不认识的事情太多了。
There are so many things that we do not know.
你仔细想一想。
And today we just have to take a minute to ponder.
我的孩子做我的儿子啊。
Today now we have our children to be with us, and it's not their choice to be to have them.
我跟太太没有两个商量啊，我们的生这个孩子好不好？没有吧。
And we didn't choose to have this particular child. It was given.
孩子不是你的啦。
However, the child is given to you.
It's
your children is inheritance from God. They are given to you from God. We have no choice to go around picking the kind of children we want.
我们要养他长大。
And the moment when we have the child, it is our responsibility to bring them up.
在座这里有那么多的这个学生啊，外地的学生在这里读书。
Today we see there are a lot of children. There are a lot of students here from overseas.
你看这些人呢，就是悟性论呢，更比共产党更苦哦。
And some of the youth, they do not know God and are atheists.
现在孝敬父母、听从父母是理所当然的。
The Bible says that it is important that you honor your parents.
我们敬畏神、敬拜神是理所当然的呢，并且有福气。
And it's also important that that it's our duty to worship God, and not only that, when we worship God, we'll be blessed.
我们中国叫做宗教，宗教，这里宗教，宗教，宗教信仰的宗教，宗教。
Religion.
嗯，对对对，哎，宗教这个宗啊，就是这个树木的根啊，头啊，树木的根 root。根宗就是根啊，就是个树植物的根啊。
In the Chinese word, 宗教的宗meaning is religion, but the 宗 refers to the root.
哎，啊，这个孝啊，这个你看，这边是一个孝父，孝敬父母的孝。
And教 is the 孝 is
教教教啊，这边是孝敬父母的孝顺的孝敬父母。
Meaning that to honor your parents.
啊，这边是文字啊。文化，文化 ，culture， 文化。
There's a Chinese radical on the left of
宗教是教人，教人啊，
教
回到祖先，回到这个父母。
That refers to culture. The word 宗教 in Chinese, meaning you have to return to your source and honor your parents.
我们中国人说，你要喝杯水。饮水思源，喝杯水，我想这个水从哪里想到这个水源头啊？
There's a Chinese saying that goes that the moment you take the water, you must meditate the source of water where it comes from.
要孝敬我们的父母。
And therefore, always we have to honor our parents.
那中国人呢？这个变成了要敬拜拜父母，给他吃啊，给他这个好吃的东西，吃了以后给他。纪念了吃东西，其实是自己吃下去的。
That means we must pay our respect to our parents.
虽然是不错了，想法是不错，但是你不公平了。